Access Sharpfin, who's what's going on? It's your boy Malema YouTube, and welcome back to Seated with Bomalome. We still haven't got a name suggestion, guys.
Please help us.
We need something.
We are begging you. Of anything, course. Like absolutely anything.
Of course, I'm with Lebo Rampedi.
Yes, sir. It's your favorite younger brother, Lebo Hamule from Rampedi the Third, aka Bravuiz.
Yes, Danko. Last time you said your favorite younger brother, you killed me.
Wait. What do you mean?
You said your favorite younger brother.
Yeah. I'm everyone's younger brother, apparently, you know.
Yeah.
I was saying, can I speak about the promo code thing so the brands can hear me? I was saying this, now. People think I'm a promo code Tata Rampedi, and it has to stop. It has to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. So today's topics, we've got a few topics today. You guys know the format of the show. We just, you know, we have some fun. We laugh a bit, read some tweets, and we just, you know, make it about our lives. But
before all of that, we have to go into the mental health check. How are you, Tata Rampedi?
I'm good, bro. Everything is good. I just have an icebreaker for you. I have an icebreaker. I'm good.
You made an icebreaker?
I've got an icebreaker.
Okay. Hit me.
You don't want an icebreaker?
No, it's cold enough.
Okay. But I'm good, bro. Everything is good. I posted the person I'm dating.
Oh, yes, yo. 10 past TikTok, 10 past Twitter. Yeah. People are saying this, people are saying that. We thought she's just a friend. Even me, I was shocked, guys. Yeah. People say, Le, what do you think? I'm shocked also. I'm also a view.
But for me, the craziest thing was all of my close friends know. So, Lucas knows, yeah. Dumi knows, Hunza knows. But you guys are busy commenting like, what? Oh my gosh, what's happening?
What? I said, I remember I distinctly commented, love this for you.
No, that's my close friends, not my family.
Oh, they were all commenting like, yeah, I saw that.
They were acting surprised.
It was like the people who made the movie, like saying, oh my God, like that was the first time I ever watched this movie. Like, oh my God, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. They were just reacting.
Why now?
Bro, you know me, bro, I like laughing out loud. So this was kind of tough keeping it in. Like, yeah. Even though we were keeping on the down low, like, I was still posting her everywhere. She was on all of my TikToks. She's all over my YouTube channel. So I was like, as much as I wasn't saying it, it was still happening. And I was like, you know, let me just say it. Like, fuck it. Like, I was like, you know, what's the point? Like, there's no point to hide it. But now I'm seeing, like, there's a lot of negative as well on Twitter and stuff, which is kind of boring.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's Twitter and TikTok. Like, TikTok is literally the new Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, people can be so toxic on TikTok too. But I don't care because people are painting their own narrative, bro. Come on, I only started dating like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Like recently, and people are making it seem like it's a thing that's been happening. We were actually best friends when we were sitting with best friends last year.
You know, like, have to just understand that anyone who posts like a TikTok, their first immediate thought is, what can I post that will trend? They don't care about feelings, emotions, or this, that. I've made so many TikToks that I had to, like, in my mind, like, I was like, nah, let me delete this because I'm just being insensitive to something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, man. What can you do?
I get that. How are you doing?
How am I?
I like your whole paper.
What's my whole paper?
I don't know.
Actually, I can. There's a TikTok. It's out. This is my whole paper for the camera. I don't know if they can see it.
Let me see. Take a screenshot. This is Jose Monaca, no?
Yeah.
That TikTok was fire. That is fire.
I took this photo. I took that TikTok.
You made the TikTok?
Yeah, I made that.
How did you feel when she was licking Hunter's lips?
I was just like, is this what we do, bruv? Like, when the numbers are down, is this what we do?
So in today's conversation, guys, we're going to be speaking about what was highly respected but is now a complete joke. Got a bunch of those from Twitter. What is a modern scam but now is normalized? What gives women the ick? And then we've got the tweet of the week, which is coming from Lebo this time.
Yeah.
Which is, how did you guys pick your degrees? But like I said, I got an icebreaker, bro. Listen to me.
Okay.
Her, I think I'm pregnant. You, voice note, 2 seconds. What do you say?
Damn. What are you going to do?
That's 2 seconds.
No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. Wait. She's pregnant with my child?
Yes.
Oh, then I'm just going to be there like,
Cap, no, you answered already.
No, this is going to be me, bro. Change my name, move to Kenya. People meet me in Kenya. What's your name? Leo. Nah, I'm joking. I'd just be so happy to have a kid. Dude, I always forget that, like, we're old enough to, like,
nope, no, we're not. I feel like, children. I still feel like if we had kids, even though we're, like, in our mid-20s, I feel like it's a teenage pregnancy. Like, I am not.
No.
I'm telling you, I'm 26 and I'm scared of kids, bro.
Like, I kid you not, I can count, like, I have a full hand now. And that's how I measure it. I have a full hand of people I can say who have a kid that are like, I associate with.
But also, their lives aren't
different.
The same as
way
ours,
different. Way different. What would you do? Right now, your girlfriend's just like, yo, listen, fortunately, I'm pregnant.
Fortunately for who?
Fortunately, I'm pregnant.
I'll probably be like, eh, are you sure? That's not a good response, nah?
That's a horrible, are you sure?
I'd be like, no. I think I'll probably be like, I'd be like, oh, that means we're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
That's also a bad response, because duh.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I think I'd probably like take some time to think about the
response.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, someone said dating is collecting information about someone until you realize that you don't like them anymore. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely disagree. Dating, I read this. Someone, when I was going through my first breakup, I read this and it stayed with me for like forever, and I think of it of dating. So when you date someone, it is an experience. It is a journey. It is compared to the best comparison to any relationship in your life is the wind, right? When the wind comes for you and you feel it on your skin, it is with you. But when it is gone, you cannot grab onto it. You cannot keep it with you. You can only feel it when it's with you. You get what I'm saying? And it's powerful when it's with you.
Yeah.
And so
that's the saying.
No. I'm so sorry. It's just
what in the ghost club is going
when on? but dating is an experience, bro. It's just like I like that comparison because people think that when you fail at a relationship, it's a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing because you're just building yourself for the person that's going to be perfect for you.
100%. I agree with that, bro. Like, dating needs a lot of trial and error, and then you basically learn how to love somebody. Yeah. You learn your toxic traits, how to deal with your toxic traits, and you learn how to deal with somebody else's toxic trait. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is being able to see that someone has a toxic trait and they don't mean harm.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
You know how many people there are in this world, bro? And you choose to date a selective few people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? The odds, I always think about this, the odds of me being with this said person on this earth at this time, it's literally a miracle. Mm. It's a blessing, bro.
Mm. Facts. You're going to the first one.
Yeah. I think that was so deep.
Girls, we need a proper list. What gives you the ick? So basically, a bunch of women has told us what gives them the ick. I've got a big feeling it's going to be about men, but it could be about...
And money.
But it could be about life. Whoa, bro.
No, it's always money.
If he's cheap, it'll be over before it even started.
Next one. Let's see if the next one's not about money.
Okay. She says, me, I don't. Him, why? What is why? So when guys say why... I don't get it.
Men can't say why anymore.
Having an ex or multiple exes.
I can't fail.
Being unprepared or unable to function in unexpected situations. Nothing in this world is less sexy to me than someone who just flails around helplessly when things don't go to
plan. No, 100%. That's not a man.
Facts. And your daughter must be able to come 100, up with a solution.
100%.
Imagine you're with your girl at the club.
Mm.
A fight breaks out. You lose your mind. You're having a panic attack there, bro. I don't know what to do, babe. Should we call security? Should we?
So I actually had a debate with this with my homegirls. We're talking about, because it ties in with men who are in touch with their feelings and then men who are overly expressive. How do you feel about just crying?
Like a guy just crying?
Yeah. Like... Let's honestly say speaking, every day I come to you and I cry once. No, not every day. Like once a week I cry to you. And it's like, because women, like, I know it's not everyone. This is a huge generalization. But a lot of women are so in touch with their feelings that when things get like really overwhelming, they are able to cry. But men aren't able to do that. If I was able to do that, would you think of me as like less of a man?
Honestly speaking, if you cry everywhere you went, the way I was raised... Bro, I can't even show emotion.
Yeah.
You understand? So based off how I was raised, to be honest, I'd look at you differently. I'd be like, bro, everywhere we go, you buy McD's, you start crying. when something goes wrong, you start crying.
Sensi.
Like, hey guys,
oh my God. That's what Mama used to say to us when we were, you know, Mama used to
no,
say
but
that.
She said she used to get called Sensi, Graham.
Oh, yes.
She used to get called Mama Sensi. But honestly speaking, yeah, I would look at you as someone that can't, because for me, when you're crying, you can't problem solve.
Yeah, and
your
that's
problems
like,
overwhelm you so much. And this is expressive crying. Your problems overwhelm you so much that you can't come up with a solution.
But like,
I don't know. I don't, get yourself together. Like, I'm being, I know this might sound rough, but I'm being honest. Like,
no, but it's that thing of like, bro, put yourself together.
But it's crazy when women cry, we like, oh,
the
no,
most,
it's okay.
You are the most understanding person. But if I tell your own brother cries once a week. And it's a different story, man.
Once a week is okay, bro. Maybe like you have to let it out. You know, some people deal with things differently. But I'm just saying, whenever there's a problem, you're gonna cry, bro. Get your stuff to like switch on. When there's no gap between their teeth, just plaque.
Wait, like
when there's no gap between their teeth, I don't get it. Do you get it?
Isn't plaque like when you don't brush your teeth, so they have the gap?
Oh, there's no lines. It's just the white stuff. Oh yeah. No, I agree with that.
That's not an egg. That's just like unhygienic.
Yeah. Guys who wear ripped jeans and sag their pants, like, boy, I don't want to see your ass cheeks. Maybe he's trying to flirt.
Who wrote this? A 45-year-old woman? But dude, wearing ripped jeans in 2023.
It's a bit, you're an extremist.
Is insane.
As a lady, it's okay. Like, Hans can do it. It looks dope.
Yeah, I agree.
No, the when they do like a little bit of thigh, a little bit of like knee, a little bit of what's this part of the thing? Shin. I almost hurt myself. When someone texts you WYD. What's that? If you see it, what you're doing. Like,
oh, what you
like
doing?
Using abbreviations. Or saying anything sexual to me Or saying anything sexual to me when they aren't already my man. So guys that use abbreviations and guys that are hypersexual.
Yeah. I think she's just complaining about people with no riz. Yeah. Because I think that in like, you know when you...
Define riz for the people my age.
Riz is... It's not an act. It's not a...
It's game. It's like having game.
No. It's more than that. It's the game. It's not just...
Not the game.
Having
it's like,
game. Yeah. It's... The game. You know what I'm saying? It's the man's game. Like, the game.
That's what is it?
It's the game.
Oh, it's short for charisma.
Wow. Where'd you read that? Nah, but it's the game, bro. Like, having riz. But I really don't like this new age riz thing. I think that I'm more old school. I like the word Mac. Like, when people Mac. Because I think that all the real men are, like, done now. I think there's a lot of gents. No. Hear me out. All the real men are done now. Niggas complain more about guababa than they do about... Like, back in my day... No. Hear me out. Back in my day, you wanted to flirt with a woman, you just did it.
Yeah.
Now there's... shout out my boy, Siv, but now there's even TikTokers that shame you for trying and all these things and what and this, that. And it's like, bro, the game has changed. Like, men don't have the confidence that they used to when it comes to, like, flirting anymore. We've got a bunch of sassy-ass niggas, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, damn.
Had to get that off my chest, bro. You know what happened to me the other day?
Yeah?
This guy, I'm going to speak about it, yeah. This guy, like, texted one of my exes, right? And basically said, yo, like, is this your king? That's little boy.
Showing her a picture of you.
Yeah, talking about me. It's like, is this your king? This little boy. And I was just there like, where's the sportsmanship? It's distasteful, you know
like
what I'm
saying? Why is he pushing game?
What happened to sportsmanship? You know, back in my day, there was etiquette.
Yeah, it's about the skill.
Yeah, there
it's
was about etiquette, there was the flavor,
the performance,
the va-va-voom, if I can say. Nowadays,
the antics.
Yeah, the nuances of it all, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
damn. Half grown or patchy beards, mustaches. Talking about you. So like they're saying guys that have half grown or patchy beards. How do you feel about that? But you're an ick. Shave it off, dog. Josefina Maria says you're an ick. She doesn't fuck with your patchy ass beard.
It's in development.
messy men were a huge no for me. Bathroom in shambles, towel smelling musty, just overall little care for their space, which in turn makes me think they are unhygienic.
I'm such a messy. I'm definitely at fault to that. Like, I'm such a messy guy. Like, I was like, I know it sounds very posh, but when growing up, everything was like literally like done for me. Like, my room would get cleaned, everything, whatever.
It'll get made.
And that obviously affects me now in my adulthood. But like, it's that thing of like being conscious of your space is very important. Also, bro, I never spend any time in my own space. I'm always out. It's either I'm at school, it's either I'm shooting something or I'm doing something out. But I literally come home to sleep and eat and shower.
Yeah, but it won't kill you to like wake up and then make the bed and then
Yeah, no, real. But yo, like I definitely think a lot of men actually struggle with hygiene, bro. I think a lot of men, and you know why, ne?
Our moms.
Oh yes, I know why. Because me and Hunts actually once spoke about this. Because taking care of yourself is seen as a female trait.
Yeah, continue speak on that.
It's so basically taking care of yourself is seen as like feminine.
Doing your nails. Doing your hair all the time.
It is portrayed as feminine.
Yeah.
So then now niggas like they struggle with that thing because it's like, damn, like
you'll be perceived as someone who's maybe homosexual even. They'll be like, oh, that's so homosexual.
Yeah, so it seems very
feminine. I hear what you say. I don't agree with it. Niggas just lazy. Niggas need to just clean themselves up.
Yeah, no.
Also because we're aware.
Also lack of self-love.
But I definitely agree with this. I think with us, the biggest flaw, because even I'm unlearning like my, I want unhygiene.
But you've done like a lot of growth in the past five months.
Yeah, my messy ways. Bro, everything we had was like, everything we had growing up was done for us. Like, bro, we didn't make our beds growing up like when we were like.
Like very, very young.
Even teenagers, bro.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
It's horrible, yo.
If they think eating a lot of meat is a personality trait, who does that? Who's
I don't know. I don't do that. Is that a real thing?
I men that can't drive, I get that. 100%. What are you doing as an daughter that can't drive?
Dude, when I had a skateboard, I didn't have a license. I didn't have a car. I had a skateboard and that would be, everyone would constantly remind me how I don't have a license.
Yeah, gee.
You always had a license, yo.
Oh, sorry.
Had a license.
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
bro. I turned 18. I think when you were 13,
you were like, "Oh yes, yeah." When you said 18, sorry.
Yeah, like but for me, it's a sad story, bro.
Why?
Like I think I was in first year.
Yeah.
I was dating the girl that you know.
Oh yeah.
And I got my license so that I could like take out for dinner on her birthday.
Yeah.
Got my license.
What?
Yeah, got my license. Convinced Papa to take one of the cars. Took one of the cars. The CLK.
Yeah.
Took one of the cars, drove down to Pretoria. Mind you, fought with Papa for that because he said, "Nah, get your license, you can drive the car."
Yeah.
So obviously, like, he's still like, he's worried that I might crash the car because I'm young and everything. I get the car, bro. I'm like, yo, I'm outside your rear, like, let me pick you up. That time the car's like lit.
Yeah,
like convertible, it's dope. It's, yeah. Mercedes Benz. Bro, she's like, "Oh no, I'm going out for dinner with my ex. He booked a place like 4 months ago while we were still dating. So like, I kind of have to do it." Bro, this guy took her to like some restaurant where I could have walked into that restaurant. And they were still dating. Wasn't even her ex. She was just playing, like both of us. So she motivated me getting my license. Let's move on.
Damn, so she drove you crazy. I'm sorry.
Men, I'm so sorry. When someone says you're overthinking, so girls hate it.
Oh, what?
Like if a guy says, you're overthinking it.
Oh,
but and maybe, maybe you are, dog.
Yeah.
My hand always overthinks a lot of things.
I can't even judge anyone because I overthink everything, yo. But like, yo. But it's so annoying sometimes when you're speaking to someone and they're like, "Okay, yo, no, like, let's go do 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. And they're like, "No, what if this? What if this? It's just like, we have to leave. Like, we have to, like, at some point in time, since it's a mile, now we have to wait for you.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans leggings on a man. Disgusting.
Leggings.
That's unfair. Skinny jeans aren't that bad. But this thing is leggings on a man. I'm gonna move to the next one as Level catches himself. Nose and ear piercings and any type of piercing on a man that I'm supposed to see as a masculine figure in my bed.
I have earrings, so I take offense to that.
But I think, oh yeah, she did say,
I think having earrings is so cool as a guy. I think it's the coolest thing ever. I think I value. So there's things like, as gents now, there's a couple of cool things we can like do for our bodies, like tattoos, whatever, whatever. I think getting earrings is like the top.
It's cool. I think it can definitely elevate a man, especially if you have a very clean, if you have a very clean look and you get like piercings. Yes. Like even when Zito got piercings, bro, it changed them.
Yeah, he looks divine.
I wouldn't say divine, but look better.
Delicious chocolate man.
Grown men riding electric scooters. What? Baby, you never been to Cape Town, bro. I'd be riding those electric scooters all the time.
That's what he said. What? What? I think you're an egg.
Mommy's boys. I like it when guys are close with their moms and family, but when his mother controls his world, it's a no-no.
I honestly always hear about this thing, but I've never seen it. You
don't have any mirrors.
What do you mean? What does that do?
I don't have any mirrors.
I am not a mommy's boy. Really.
What?
I'm not a mommy's boy. I love my mother. I'm not a mommy's boy. You really think I'm a mommy's boy?
I think you're a mommy's boy.
There's no way you think that. What possible reason could you think that I'm a mommy's boy? Like, give me like two.
Like, you're better now, but like, in university, you get sick, the first thing you do is call mama.
Because she knows what the medical aid number is.
No, before that, you're asking to know what to do. Like, do I go to the doctor? Should I wait one more day?
Ha, faith. That's my mother, boy. Yo, being a man is tough. You can't ask for advice from your mother. Oh, wait, give me another, like one more. You can't.
I'm telling about you. I don't know, bro. Like, you... Nah, but Kea, you're right.
I am not a mommy's boy. I'm not a mommy's boy.
I think maybe in comparison to me, I look at you more as a mommy's boy. Not a mommy's boy, but like you have a better connection to mama.
All of our parents' children are hyper, and I mean hyper, like independent. Like we are so like everyone for themselves. Like everyone is so like can take care of themselves. Like they don't like really need help back from home or whatever. Like we all like really like in our own worlds. I see people like I'm always so envious of people like calling their mothers and fathers like every single day, updating them where they are, what they ate, this, that. Like I'm just always just there like that's such a beautiful relationship. But at the same time, I'm just there like that could never be me.
Yeah,
bro. So Varvasye.
Bro.
No leaky.
Bro.
When the crown was kudukutkutka.
10+4.
Itiki. Pitiki.
Bro, I was passed out during the earthquake, bro.
You didn't hear it.
Bro, so the night before, Matladi was over in Best.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So Matladi's birthday the next day. The day of the tremor.
Yeah.
It's Matladi's birthday.
Yeah.
So we're all chilling. Went to Greenside, got a couple drinks. I'm there with my baby.
Yeah.
We're chilling. And then, you know, we get lit. So we go to sleep. Pass out.
Yeah.
And then from there, I wake up at like 6, bro. I see a WhatsApp message on the
trending.
Group. No. Best just says earthquake. You're distracting me. He sent a thing, he said earthquake.
Yeah. Yo, bro. That was the first time I ever learned that there's a difference between an earthquake and a tremor.
What was that though?
I don't know, bro. Okay, so let me give you like close your eyes. You're in the bed, ne? I get. The headboard is shaking. The books are falling. Everything is just moving. I'm there like, what do I do? Let me open Twitter. That was the first response, bro. But
what did you do? I know what you did.
I made a TikTok.
You insensitive prick.
I made a TikTok. Like, you know what's so funny about that?
Take me through what is going on in your mind, bro.
So, okay. So
you're sleeping.
The tremor happens. And everything's just shaking. I open up Twitter. Oh, no. I see my WhatsApp status just flowing. Guys, what happened? Is everyone okay? No. I'm like, oh my God. Let me make a TikTok. Like, I was like, let me make a TikTok right now, right here, about this current event and be a news anchor for this. Keep in mind, the fact that Johannesburg could have slunk into a hole. I wouldn't have not known. Mm. I haven't checked the news. I haven't checked anything. But I was like, let me make the TikTok. I put my phone up, switch on the lights, get into the blanket, shoot the TikTok once. I'm like, I didn't like this one. Shoot it again. Then I posted it. But it did really well. It did really well. I think it got...
like 200K?
Yeah, 242,000 views.
That's dope.
Yeah, yo.
So you felt an
earthquake. Quarter of a million views.
Yeah, dope. It's a lot of views. I was just saying, the first thing that you saw, first thing you thought to do was to entertain.
Yeah. That has to be like a
mental illness.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, like that has to be like
I always tell people, I think you're a genius when it comes to content, and you know people wanna consume.
Yeah.
And you know what's gonna, like, you can see the trend before the graph goes up.
Yeah, but maybe I should have, like, you know, checked on you or something.
You could have cared. I think you should have woken, but then how long was earthquake?
Dude, it was literally like less than a minute. For me, maybe
oh,
less
so like than longer, than, longer than 10 seconds?
Yeah. It was maybe like 20 to 30 seconds.
That's long. Like,
dude, like, I was there, like, what is, like, I remember, I was like, what's going on? I started praying. I did pray also. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Because I really thought that was like God coming to fetch me. I'm saying, no, Jesus, I'm not ready. I'm like, I was super scared. Like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, no, this is the day that God, like, has come for me personally. Yeah. But anyways, there's a couple of tweets, you know, as we're reading tweets here. But person said, I felt a tremor, or it was Ayo actually. I felt a tremor and all I did was give a bombastic side eye. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Imagine the first thing you do, you just did like...
This is Don Ayo.
Yeah.
So the first thing he did was give a bombastic side eye.
Yeah, but he tweeted something else that was so real. He said, the tremor just made me realize I have zero emergency response reflexes. And I was just there like, that's so true, bro. Like, tell me right now.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. 5 steps that you would do if we had an earthquake right now. And I'm talking like the house is going down. 5 steps.
Like 5 honest steps that what I would do?
No. The 5 steps.
Oh, there's 5 steps?
Yeah.
I don't know. Young, loved ones and young ones, get them to safety.
What would you do?
I'm grabbing my vlog camera. I'm starting to press record. I'm getting all my equipment, putting it in a backpack, put it into my car, and I'm driving.
Ha.
Like, I'm driving and I'm trying to capture as much content with my hand. And you.
Hey.
I'm getting all my valuables, bro, which is my equipment. I can always buy new clothes.
Yeah, but no, that thing was like that super.
I'm vlogging everything. I'm recording everything. Yo, guys, what's happening?
Yeah, bro. Like, but I think the one that's again, you're sick. Two, like, no, I think that the tremors, it just made us realize that the country is actually going to shit.
Yeah, the one lying in primary school is
like,
teachers.
If like no, the country's going to. How bad does the economy have to be for us to have a tremor?
Bro, load shedding.
It has never been this bad. Load shedding. Earthquake, water shedding, exam marks are out.
I saw someone say, what level was that earthquake? Someone was like, is it gonna get worse or what? Also, like, who do you even blame for an earthquake?
The government.
What's the next earthquake?
And then the next one was just like, yo, I didn't cover natural disasters in LO. And I really thought about it. Do you know South Africa is one of the few countries that don't have, like, you know, like tornadoes and tsunamis and all those things, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is why it's also a huge tourist attraction, because people usually don't go to. Yes, it's safe. No, not
well,
safe.
It's safe from the.
Yeah, it's safe. But it's not safe.
It's safe.
But it's safe. It's not. South Africa is like, you know, it's like.
It's like buying something from China.
Yeah, yes. It's like, you know, it's going to work for a while, but
you don't know how long it's going
how
to
long.
Work.
It's like buying a charger from, you know, like
my friend.
Yeah, you don't know how long the charger is going to work. It's going to work.
Yeah.
But you don't know the how long it's going to work. Yeah.
100%.
But we're going to move on to the next tweet. The next one was basically the tweet of the week. I don't know if you want to cover this now. Can we hit it?
Yeah, you can do it. So this is your tweet, yeah?
Yeah. What did you tweet? This week, it's me. I tweeted the tweet of the week. And it was basically, how did you guys pick your degrees? Before we read the tweets, obviously, we're going to go one by one and go.
You know the first?
Yeah, definitely.
Yours was nice.
Yeah.
Let me do mine first.
Yeah, it was a very good experience.
Because mine actually influenced how you chose.
Yes, how mine chose, yeah.
So with me, In high school, my dad made me believe that I was smart.
Yeah.
But I was actually like a C student. I was getting 60s. I wasn't the smartest kid.
Yeah.
So I was getting 16 accounting, 16 in maths, just 60s everywhere. Like, yeah. This is grade 8 to like grade 11. But I was passing. And I was good. And I was doing like hard subjects. Like I was doing your physics. I was doing your
chemistry, accounting.
Yeah. And I did music. And then obviously I did maths. Then I did AP maths for like a month and I dropped it.
You did AP maths?
For a month and then I dropped it.
Hey man, and then you dropped to what?
I dropped the module, the subject.
Oh, you went to maths?
No, you do maths and you do AP.
Hey man, yo, I don't know. We don't know.
So now my dad said, no, always make sure that you get your maths and science right so you can become an engineer.
Yeah.
And I said, cool. So this is grade 8. What do you want to be? I'm like, I want to be a pilot. He's like, no. You should become an engineer.
Yeah.
I said, okay, cool.
No, you really wanted to become a pilot, bro. Yeah.
Grade 9 comes. What do you want to be? A pilot. He's like, you know, pilots, they always fly and then their wives cheat on them.
Yeah, I remember this.
Then I was like, okay, cool. I'm not trying to get cheated on, yeah. So I won't be a pilot. He said, what you want to be? I'm like, no, I want to become an accountant.
Mm.
He's like, oh, you want to do what I did? I'm like, yeah, like I want to problem solve and stuff. He goes,
In 1973, there was only 3 accountants in the entire country. I was one.
I was up there. You understand?
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, cool. I want to be accounting like you. And he's like, like what you just said. And then eventually I said, maybe I could become an engineer. He's like, yeah, come sit here. So let's decide which university. Yeah. I'm like, no, I can go to like UJ or like Vets. No. We've got to UCT. You can also explore Harvard. There's UP. So he basically
traditional black parents thing. Yeah,
he brainwashed me to become an engineer.
So the funny story is that
I wish I was you.
Yeah, the funny story is that so my dad wanted me to become an engineer as well, right? But I got the marks. Like my matric marks had, so basically I'd been failing school from grade R all the way to grade 10, right?
And grade 11,
yeah, you're right.
Grade 10.
Grade 11, and some around there. And I'd been doing horribly. Like we're talking 50-40, just passed, 50-40. Like writing letters to try get me to the next grade. Like it was...
Making donations.
We're joking.
There's no donations. Yeah,
but
NDA.
Just generally making it happen for me to get the next grade. And then in grade 11, I started doing this thing. It's called Master Maths. And it really helped me, the science, etc. No brand deal or anything. But just, they really did help me. My grades went up. But also, my dad said to me, and I remember he sat me down. He said, you are nearly 18.
Yeah.
After 18, your life is yours. And I'm not going to help you.
What?
Made me study so hard. I studied every night until like 4 a.m.
Oh, you put like pressure.
Yeah, and then I graduated everything. And then my dad was like, no, you know, if you're marks, you can do, you know, electrical engineering, etc. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me apply for it, everything. But in secret, I applied for drama. I applied for economics, which is what I did end up doing. I applied for stats. I applied for a lawyer. I applied for like literally like maybe like,
no,
7
bro,
degrees.
You're capping. So, no, that's what happened.
It literally, so you
applied for those things, but at the same time, you're really good at drama.
Yes, I was
so
extremely good.
So it was always
good.
A thing of like, are you going to
study drama or something?
Or commerce, yeah, or engineering. Yeah. And my dad kind of, he would say, you have the choice. Because you saw with me how unhappy I was.
Yeah.
So he said to you, you have the choice between the two, but if it was up to me, I would suggest.
Yeah, so basically,
yeah,
like I'll tell you how he ended up like getting me. Was basically, so I got accepted for everything. So now this is the problem. You've got too many choices. You can be a lawyer. You can be anything. I got into everything, engineering, everything. And my heart is, like what Tata said, was torn between drama now, because that was like my biggest passion. I've always wanted to become a director when I was a kid. I loved movies. I loved watching TV all the time. And then the second thing was maybe doing, you know, either law engineering or, it was law engineering or
commerce.
I think, something in accounting. I think it was accounting as well. Yeah. So then my father, he was so smart. You know what he made me do? He's like, okay, you can do drama. You can, no, this is your life. You can do drama, have fun. But please do me a favor. go Google salary of all the degrees you want to do. And of course, I chose the highest one.
What was drama? Do you remember?
No, I couldn't find it.
Step number one.
I checked maybe like website after website after website, but I wasn't searching the right thing. You're supposed to search producer. Supposed to think. I literally just searched drama degree work. And I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's go into the tweets and see what people said. This one girl said, there's a smart girl who was 3 grades ahead of me. I looked up to her and as another smart girl in the school. Oh, she really covers herself. So she had told me she wanted to study chemical engineering. So I just copied her. Whole life.
Just because someone I'm sure that person that was 3 grades above her like had a passion towards
like chemicals and
she wanted to make the new glue which and redefines and how carpets are made
and just literally like. But imagine your whole life is because you just saw someone. You're like,
that looks cool.
You smart. I'm smart.
Let me go.
Whatever you can do, I'm gonna do. So yeah.
I wonder if that person got the degree because that's a very hard degree to get.
Yeah, I know it's so labor intensive. But I think a lot of degrees are labor intensive. Before we go to the next tweet,
some more than others.
Yeah, I was about to go into that. What is your degree hierarchy?
Ah, you start.
No.
My degree hierarchy.
Before you go and ruin your career. No. Let me just stop you. The fact that you have an answer. No. Let me just stop you. The fact that you have an answer.
I was repeating the question to understand
and
what's going on.
I understand
on.
Why you have an answer. Again, you studied engineering. Engineers think that they're the bread and butter of the universe, but it's not. It's not the case. There is. So let me tell you this, young black king and queens and, you know.
Other.
There is no degree hierarchy. There is only people and their capability within degrees and compatibility. I, myself, know for a fact I'm compatible in the arts. So I'd be doing really well. It would seem easy to me. But I would know for a fact I am not compatible with literature. I would be horrible as like an English major or whatever, like to English. That would be a hard degree for me. But there is no such concept as one degree being harder than the other degrees.
Okay. I disagree, but okay.
You disagree. Yeah. And the reason people think that one degree is more harder than the other is because of, what is it called? APS. APS points. So one degree is harder to get in.
Why?
Because there's more...
It needs a high APS score. Why?
Practicality.
Not practicality. It needs your ability
like
to learn to be higher than others because it's not easy to take in that information.
I honestly don't agree, bro. Like, I honestly don't agree. Because in my...
Okay, why not go be a doctor tomorrow? Go be a doctor. Get all degrees are the same. Go study medicine. Go study medicine.
I didn't say all the degrees are the same.
You said no degree is harder than the other.
No degree is harder than the other. It's about compatibility. That's what I'm saying.
Compatibility?
Yes, your compatibility with the degree. One degree can be hard for you and another degree can be easy for you. People that complain about... You know there are people that get hundreds in engineering. There are people that get...
Because they study hard. They work hard. They put in more time.
No. But we all know those one people that they say, I'm going to take a nap before the day of the exam. And they
Because they've been working hard the whole year.
Because compatibility. They know the degree. They consume the content better than another.
There's no being in the world who is smarter than another being. It's just the fact that you work harder. You put in more time.
So, fella, you really think... Harder. So, do you think your degree was harder than mine?
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
You're killing me, yo.
I think your degree was the same as mine, but just not as intensive as mine. Like, if you just look at scheduling, the amount of contact sessions, the amount of practicals I had, the amount of classes I had, the amount of modules I had.
Yeah.
It uses different parts in you. And our degrees use similar, like, skills and techniques to get things done.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
But I mean, engineering does have a higher APS than commerce. Like, you have to get more marks. So maybe I would say it's a little bit harder.
How much is it? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
I think it was like 2 points only.
Nah, it was like 6 points away.
Nah, there's no way. Anyway, so my weed dealer, it's like three, ne? No, not UJ.
No, even UJ.
No, UJ is not, I'm joking. Yes, yes, yeah. But
engineering and UJ is 36. Engineering and UJ 36? 28. Then commerce like 28. Yeah.
Mine was like 30 something. I remember because I did calculus, I did linear algebra.
Yeah, your degrees. That's what I'm saying. Your degree is difficult, but others.
So the next one said, my weed dealer was doing a PhD in differential geometry and
got. Wait. He's what?
My weed dealer was doing a PhD. Bro, you know, when I was growing up, I used to think, like, weed dealers are going to be the scariest guys in the world.
Bro.
But here comes this guy in slides. And he's just there like, oh, wait, I've never done drugs, by the way. I'm just saying this on camera. But like, but
no, I get you. Like, you've got friends that smoke.
Yeah, I know people who smoke and stuff. But what is it called? Here comes this guy, and he's wearing slides, and he's the chillest guy. And he's like, yo, dog, I have to submit. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing, bro? Oh, medicine, dog. Yeah. Oh, this. No, it's just a side hustle. Like, it's actually so insane. I think now that weed also is now, you know, like, not illegal and etc.
It's legalized. Consumption at home.
Like, it's just such a crazy concept that people are making so much money from weed now. Like, what?
Yeah.
And people got, you know how many people got arrested for selling weed?
Bro, the markup is crazy.
Yeah. Like,
weed is actually so cheap. But now people just call it a blue cheese, extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Mukhodu pineapple.
I haven't heard of that one.
Anyways, but my weed dealer was doing his PhD in differential geometry and got me interested in physics one time when we were doing bong rips together.
No, sure. Ripping bong. Like, bro, you should totally like,
bro, like, I definitely like need.
Yeah,
that.
Like the interterrestrial realm, bro, of like, let robotics.
Let me blow your mind right now. No. Let me blow your mind right now.
Everybody listen.
I'm gonna do it right now. Watch this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I can tell you why that happened.
Never dropped his phone and he was talking about gravity.
For people listening on the podcast.
So guys, check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms, as well as TikTok and Instagram. We are everywhere. We're trying to be everywhere. I want you guys to see us, man. We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying to be visible in the right way.
Yeah, but that's the end of the tweet. Let us know also, like, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, let us know how you guys chose your degrees and, like, how. What?
No. I don't know, I find that funny.
Because we're going into our marketing bag now.
Yeah.
But let us know, for the people watching, let us know how you chose your degree. And if you listen to this on Spotify or any streaming platform, screenshot the platform, post on your story and tell us how you chose your degree. Tag us, you know, let us know, because we're trying to, you know, see, like, how does everyone actually choose their purpose in life?
Yeah. So, which is a modern scam that has somehow been normalized?
I want to say this. So, can I whisper in your ear? Yeah. I don't know. Like, I can't say the name of the franchise and etc. Maybe I should just generalize. Television. Like, they had us in a monopoly for so long. So long. We had no other alternative options. And now that we have an alternative option. But did you see DSTV lost? I just said their names. But DSTV just lost. Oh, no. MultiChoice just lost 2.8 billion rand. In the previous year.
Yo, that makes sense,
2.8,
though.
I think it was 2.8 billion.
We've got Netflix, we've got Showmax, Disney Plus came and shook the world.
Yeah, like, bro, we have
we've
so
got
many
YouTube, but we've like, got Apple TV.
There was a time when there was no choice. We were watching repeats in South Africa. I don't know if people are watching this in other countries. In South Africa, we were watching repeated. We were watching movies from America 55 times. Do you know how many times I've watched Mama Jack?
Yeah.
Snakes on the plane. Anaconda.
Anaconda. There came a point where, like, we didn't consume TV anymore. Not even because we didn't have options, like, we had YouTube and stuff, but, like, TV was just boring. Like, it was better to just step outside and go drink, or step outside and go chill with friends, because TV had nothing.
See,
cartoons were dead. Like, everything was just pop.
What was it called? We really, like, liberated ourselves, because I think our parents basically disconnected the TV where we basically stay. And that changed everything, because we literally didn't have DSTV. And remember,
we
didn't
have DSTV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy thing is,
they lost 2.9 billion. Sorry, no. One says 2.9, one says 2.8. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Fact checker. Crazy thing is, bro, I haven't had DSTV in this house, because we stay in this house together in like for like 3 years, and I haven't even realized.
Now, I used to watch DSTV. TV all the time.
Like, in my mind, the DSTV still works. If Hunter said, yo,
switch on the TV.
I was going to switch it on.
No, we don't have DSTV anymore. Oh, no, we do have it, but it's all, basically, they took us down to like the lowest plan, so we can only watch certain channels.
Oh,
but that's one of the ones I believe in.
Yeah, I wanted to buy a TV today, but they're saying no.
Who's saying they?
Finances are saying no. I think I can do it, bro. I want to get a
for your room.
Yeah,
bro. Why would you not do that?
Thank you.
That's a long term investment as well.
Okay, let's jump into it. What is a modern scam that has somehow been normalized? Let's go into it. Playlist curators making artists to pay to place in their playlist. Modern day payola. Sounds like a DJ that's just mad about something we don't understand.
Yeah. You didn't give me yours, dog. You didn't tell me what yours is that you believe in.
I'm trying to think. What is a modern scam that somehow... the government.
Having governments is a scam?
It's all a facade.
Oh, you mean like how governments govern?
No, like just the government in general. Like we assume that the government is the... Like that is who has the real power. Like we assume you vote for a political party.
Okay.
You put in the ANC. The NC has positions of presidents and ministers and the cabinet.
But the whole time the government works for you.
The government works for... No, not for us. For the top 0.01%.
But I'm saying they're supposed to be working for you. That is what the government is for.
Yeah, they're not. So that's... I think the government is a scam. I think it's all just a big ass conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah. I've never heard you say this.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever say it on camera, but that's how I feel. Dating. Bro, I want to read this thing again. What? What is a modern scam that has somehow been normalized? Dating is a scam. Now this person just hurt. Yeah. Degrees in the arts, selfie sticks. And hysteria.
You had a selfie stick.
Hysteria over pronouns. You had a selfie stick. That's rude. Everything there is rude. Huh?
You had a selfie stick.
Yeah, I'm a content creator.
No, don't do that. Did you have a selfie stick? Yes or no?
I've never bought myself a selfie stick.
You've never bought yourself, but you had a selfie stick.
I think I had one.
You think? You think you had a selfie stick?
Did I have a selfie
stick? Did you have Tato Rampedi? Did you have a selfie
stick? I didn't. One way I pressed the button to take a picture, I did not have a selfie stick.
You scared of using your arm? You had one.
I didn't have a selfie stick.
You had a selfie stick.
I didn't have a selfie stick. I didn't have a selfie stick, but did you have a selfie stick?
Come on, bro. I'm a real man.
Okay. Someone here said governance in Nigeria, bro. You see?
Yeah. You know, in economics, we speak about maximization of utility, which is basically the...
Oh, this is him trying to show me that economics is the same difficulty as engineering.
So in economics, we have figured out ways to measure utility. Utility being happiness or rather satisfaction. Right? And using those equations, you know, we find out that politicians obviously try to maximize their utility by doing what? Maximizing their votes. When they get they maximize their votes, what do they try to maximize next in South Africa? Their corruption. Why do they maximize corruption? Because it makes them a bigger pocket, right? But every country in the world has corruption. It's just about managing it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Closing the taps,
if we can say. And having those audit measures in place for government to not, you know, take away from the people's welfare. Yeah. But what I find especially interesting is that governments themselves, right? Like, this is the craziest thing, right? Like, let's use the ANC as an example. I love the ANC. I have to say that on camera. I love the ANC. The ANC spent months giving free shirts, skippers, discovertini to the poorest of the
low-income households
of South Africa, right? Why do they do this, right? It is called the bias vote, basically. It's basically what happens is that there's this law in economics that is voting a good thing and it's not, right? Because basically people lack information to make decisions on voting. So basically now, I have no source of information, internet, what. And here comes this guy, once a year, he gives me a shit and tells me the promised land is coming and I vote for him.
Facts.
And now that biased vote now makes us have no change.
Yeah, I saw a video on TikTok. Somebody was like, I've been with the ANC for years, but I've never gotten a t-shirt. And the EFF came, and guess what they did? They gave me a t-shirt. So who am I going to vote for? The EFF actually cares. So like, as you're speaking, I'm thinking you've watched this video, bro. Some lady was basically saying that the ANC does not care for her due to the fact that
they didn't give
they
her
have
a
not
shirt.
Delivered her a yellow t-shirt.
Yeah.
But the EFF gave her a t-shirt.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you're listening, you've been waiting for it. You've been earning for it. Your Netflix is dry. You have no shows that you're watching. This is Lebo and Tato's recommendation for the week. All right, guys. So Tata and I actually, shout out to Mbali.
Shout out to Mbali. So Mbali is my creative director for most of my shows. Looking for Joel Oyichi.
She's a Rampedi media asset. Yeah, so last week's recommendation was Succession. This week's recommendation is a new series on... Oh, it's not new.
There's three seasons, you know that?
Yeah. I can't wait.
Bro, let's describe it to them. So this show is on...
Apple. Show?
It's called Apple. Yeah, it's called
what
Apple.
What is called? Apple TV?
Apple TV, yeah. TV? So it's called Apple TV. It's called S-E-E-C.
Yeah.
Not seen... C, not S E A.
I look for C everywhere. You too.
I told you. No, yeah, I heard seen. Yeah,
I heard C.
I heard seen.
I heard C. Like,
yeah. So you guys know it's S E E C.
Yeah, C.
Do you want to speak about? Do you want to tell them what it's about?
Imagine a world where no one could see. Years from now,
thousands
everyone is blind.
Thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Generations and generations.
Light years away. On Earth.
Light years away on Earth.
Come back around and come back to Earth. People have lost the ability to see. Everyone is blind except two newborns.
No.
Oh, yes, the guy.
His name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Rao.
So basically the show, bro, is thousands of years into the future on Earth.
Yeah.
Everything that's been happening right now on Earth is like a myth. Like us having cameras, us having technology, us having TV, internet, electricity is a big ass myth. Thousands of years have gone to the point where bro, when they pray, they masturbate. That's how they pray.
Well, I don't know how that has anything to do with the show, but, but I love that you mentioned that. But that's the point, though. Like,
everything is so different.
It's a completely different world, and everyone is blind. And then there's this one guy who could see, and he basically had a child of one of these girls that is blind, and two newborns with the ability to see. Are basically born, but they have to obviously like hide it.
They have to hide the fact that they
and
can
all
see.
These things. But it is an action-packed show.
Yeah, because if you can see, you're considered as a witch.
Yes,
and you're considered to have the gift of light.
Yes,
and they speak about like how vision just brings poison and toxins to the world. Like when you have vision, you can
discrimination.
Judge, you can discriminate.
Yeah.
You know, you can be racist. Yeah. The show's got black people, white people, colored
people.
It's
poetic. It's very poetic. It's very poetic. But it's the most, my favorite part of it is so, like, I think Tato sent me the message. He said, for blind people, you think blind people are going to be, you know, so like peaceful.
Reserved and carved.
It's the opposite.
It starts with them going to battle, bro.
Yeah. War.
Imagine blind people fighting other blind people.
Sorry, you'll get that if you watch it.
Yeah, watch it. That's definitely the show of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really liking it a lot. What else am I watching, bro? Of course, Succession, I'm still watching, and that is fire. We were debating if Blacklist is fire. I think Blacklist is one of the best shows in the world.
Here we go.
Lebo doesn't really agree. I think it's amazing. If you guys haven't watched Blacklist, from me personally, if you're on a show which has like a very slow storyline, which, you know, is jam-packed and is nice, and has a new plot every episode because it's like, you know, crime and mystery and stuff, I definitely recommend Blacklist.
And on my side, for my personal recommendation, I am going to recommend a K-drama. I'm going to recommend Itaewon Class. You guys should check that out. It's basic Itaewon Class.
Itaewon Class.
Itaewon.
Itaewon.
No. Itaewon.
Okay.
Class. But basically, it's a story. It's beautiful. It's about struggle. If you really want to watch a show that will motivate you to be bigger, be better, and always take the right road, that's the show to watch.
Yeah. I fuck with that. And then
thank you guys.
Who's been killing it on YouTube since we're YouTubers?
Oh, yeah.
Who's been killing it?
There's that guy. I think his name is Tumi.
Yeah, we spoke about Tumi. He's killed it. Who else has been killing it?
This is other guy. Let me post that video.
No, not TikTok, on YouTube.
Yeah, I said Lebron and Penny posted a video on YouTube. You have to go watch my recent video and make me like two rant.
Literally.
No, go watch my video. Every video's view, I think, is like a 0.1 cent. So I really appreciate it. Yeah.
No, that's a lot.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, YouTubers that are killing it. I don't know. Who have we been watching? We've obviously watching Mr. Beast. Beta Squad is dope.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of YouTube.
No one is doing it.
Oh, they've
been doing it.
I watched Kanye's vlog a bit about him going to Durban, the vacation thing. That was pretty cool. I liked it. It was a good video. I think he uses it sometimes, but he's using a videographer. So I think that's really cool also. Like, it gives us more of a lens into
your
life.
Yeah, it's cool. I think that's something that's cool.
Yeah. I think for me, he's been really doing hyper intensive, like, look into my life. Like, I don't watch all his videos, I'd be a liar if I said it. But I think if someone watched all their videos, they feel like they knew that man off by heart. He, like,
Ghost.
Yeah, because he releases everything about his life. Everything.
No, he doesn't.
He does, bro.
He only speaks about who he's dating. And even in that, they don't speak about the relationship. It's a prank.
Bro, that guy will talk about...
Yeah?
Like, he'll talk about making money, like, working hard, motivational quotes. What? What his mind's... I'm telling you, bro.
Maybe I don't watch quotes like that.
Yeah.
What? No. Okay, maybe you're aware. Maybe he's done that once or twice. But, like, he doesn't speak about his personal life.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't even, like... What's his surname?
How? Who would... Kluby.
Yeah, he gives advice.
He's no, you guys are thinking like that because you know him.
No, from his videos. Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, nah,
He's very aspirational. So he'll motivate the kids to, like, you know, work hard and everything. Yeah. But he does not, his personal life is not even attached. You only know who he's dating.
I guess maybe because.
Maybe recently I saw he did like a. Never Have I Ever or something with his hand, or like a Twitter, like a something.
Like a question.
Simple spoil or something with his hand.
But what about you? Who are you feeling right now? You also doing it, by the way. You're so consistent. I don't think there's been a week you haven't posted in like 5 years.
Yeah, my vlogs, I think my vlogs are movies, bro. Shout out to Meditator Davies. My vlogs are probably the most cinematic vlogs for someone like, not on YouTube, like a male. Doing YouTube.
Yeah.
There's no other guy doing YouTube like me as cinematic.
Yeah. And as aesthetic as well, I think.
As aesthetic. Maybe some of the girls are killing it. But I've got no male competition.
Oh, Babaki. I love her
Babaki.
Channel.
I love her channel.
She does university vlogs.
I'm trying to go through my
ideas. I actually even hit her up and I was like, yo, dude, I'm a huge, like, I was like, yeah, I really watch her videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I really enjoy her videos. They're so aesthetic, so peaceful. Like, bro, like it's a slow place. She plays on a slow pace vlog, but I really enjoy it. It's those people that, like, you know,
I got one.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. But she has a very slow pace vlog. I really even enjoying her vlogs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the second time you speak about it. I'm gonna check it out. Clax. Yeah. Clax posted a vlog, bro.
Oh yes. Yeah. I even posted it. That was really cool. Yeah.
He posted a vlog. Nothing crazy. Like, it's not like a crazy vlog, but it was cool to see him just vlogging.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like anything crazy. Like, they went
to Greenside, they went to bowling.
Yeah, that was dope. Like, he was speaking to camera.
I like the music he used as well.
Music was dope. There was like a bit of a cinematic thing somewhere in between it. That was really dope. Outside of that, YouTube, yeah, that's it. I can't speak about TikTok. I haven't been consuming TikTok.
TikTok, I'm not really like, I don't know. I think, dude, I know this sounds really messed up, but I don't really like, I only watch TikToks that my boys really like send to me. All Americans. And I don't really like look at South African like TikTokers content, except for Siv.
Siv's been killing. But Siv's biting some other brew.
Dez as well as I really fuck with, what's that guy's name, bro? Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like Mac stuff. Yeah. He's going into more content with his girlfriend. I really like that stuff.
Shaming these brews. But that Siv guy, can even not say he's biting someone's content, but like you see the video that he did on Monaka?
Yeah.
Where she was basically wiling out saying
she was.
So that video, like, it was a similar video from the past that I saw, and he commented on that video. So I was like, oh, but obviously TikTok.
But content
YouTube,
breeds content.
Repurpose. So let me not say he's biting other people's.
Content breeds content. Like,
but it's nice to be original.
Yeah, but it's nice to be original. But I think not a lot of TikTokers are. I think it's just easy to just replicate, which is why, you know.
Yeah, bro. There's not that many people that are creative anymore. Yeah, Quinta's creative.
You can count. Like, you can literally count in your
who's
head.
Who's actually creative?
Who's creating content and people who are doing
repurposing.
Trends. Yeah.
People that are repurposing content.
That's why you're saying.
So Quinta said, that's why a lot of TikTokers can make videos all the time.
Yeah.
All they do is repurpose, bro.
You and just do what the next person, the person did.
And it's not hard to copy somebody's idea.
That is why when, you know, because I don't know if I can speak, like, I don't know. I don't find myself like to be big in that space yet, but I do think I have like a stepping to speak on TikTok and stuff now because I haven't been there for a while.
You guys are pretty big on TikTok now. Obviously, you'll never see it.
Also, I don't see my followers are not like 100, but I do have millions of views.
But also, like, with the views thing, bro, we just don't respect TikTok views.
Yeah, we don't.
Like, we see them like as...
It's not the same as YouTube.
And the crazy thing is that it actually is views. Yeah.
But I want to speak on TikTok. Like, I wanted to say that the crazy thing about TikTok, you know, is you have one side where people are creating and literally pushing, like, I kid you not, like, new jokes, as in never before heard jokes, like content that is fresh, you know, they're speaking jokes about the relevancy of life and making that into da, da, da. And on the other hand, you have the people who do the trends and, you know, they just put a caption and over a sound, gets millions of views. And you see the people who are creators, like,
Getting small views.
Yeah. And then it begs the question, you know, what is content creation right now? Because I think right now we're living in a place of like replication, not creation. And that's something that really has been popular.
Yeah. Even like, on YouTube, bro.
Yeah.
Even like, on YouTube, like, yeah. That's where like someone will do like, yeah, facts, bro. Yeah. Even on YouTube.
I feel like a ghost, did you know?
Yeah, you got me. Like, cause I'm even thinking like TikTok for sure, even YouTube, bro, like, everyone is like, let's say King Omar does 6 versus 1 girl.
Yeah, then the next person.
Everybody's gonna do. There's even the phase where everybody's putting people on blind dates with the one person in between and then the two people. So it's kind of like, guys, like, let's do some shit, you know? Yeah. Also, it's crazy. It's up to, like, because I'd say our circle, some of the biggest YouTube in South Africa, it's up to us to create what the new type of content's gonna be about.
No, but 100%, but we do. I mean, that's what we do. We push.
Oh, when you go hard on YouTube, you guys can get on TikTok, but when you go hard on YouTube, we need to push people away from this smash or pass, speed dates, 6 versus 1. Like, remember, there was a time, bro, every 2 months, something would trend new on YouTube.
Yeah.
There'd be a new challenge to do, something fun to do.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to actually do that again.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I just remembered.
Because people are just replicating what KO was doing, what Kunz was doing, what you and I are doing. Yeah. And it's like,
there's this one kid like on TikTok. He's I really think he's creating and he has the hold on the people. And Snow Abile, I think that's how you say his name.
Snow Abile.
What is Snow Abile or something like that? I don't know how to say his name. I'm sorry if I butchered it, but dude, that guy, he's okay. He's in his reaction phase now. I think we all go into I haven't gone there yet, but the one where so he went from create to now he's like doing the reaction thing, so he acts on everything that just happens in the world, etc. But he really is so in touch with like the common man's man. Like, he's so funny, bro. Like, I think that guy's hilarious. I really wish he would create like more like skits, you know, like skits and stuff. But yeah, like it's like what we said, you know, we push those narratives of that we are the top 1% of content creators and maybe top 10% of content creators in South Africa, and we have a voice and etc. But when we create, it doesn't make money and it harms us. But we want to do it so badly, but it's you put in a place of discomfort.
We need to have
just why we replicate. You know what I mean?
We need to have a meeting, like all of the top dogs. We need to have a meeting, sit down, and say, facts, guys, what do we want to push on YouTube?
Like, what is our narrative as content creators?
Because now, you know what the problem is now? Now Ghost is at the top right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Ghost is doing all this content, which you can't even make money from
in
terms of brand deals.
Yeah.
Now, all of the kids that are watching Ghost are seeing Ghost live a flashy life and want to create in the similar manner to Ghost. And it's like, Ghost has other businesses which help them generate income, right?
Yes.
But now when you get to 100K subs or 150K subs, you're going to assume you're gonna have the same pocket as Ghost, and you won't have the same pocket as Ghost.
It's an illusion. It's an illusion. A lot of people are lying.
Basically. So the genuine needs to be a counsel, because I'm realizing we're actually affecting so many young kids.
Yeah, and how they think. I thought about it the other day. I sat in Venice, I was just there, like, bro, you know, as content creators, like, even with the earthquake thing, me making the joke and whatever, this, and making a TikTok, is like we are the go-to on a lot of information, because a lot of kids don't read the news and what, this, that. So whatever we push into the space becomes culture. You know, we are the culture, you know. Us, the rappers, everyone, the Amapiano artists, we are the culture. So
that's what makes Jay to get a fact finder even.
Yeah, but that is why it is so important for us as content creators to push, you know, positivity, one, aware, but also be real, but create, not replicate. Just copy, paste. And it's like, that is why people say this, no one's doing it on YouTube anymore. But we're trying our hardest, because you don't want to watch...
New stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't watch that new thing.
That's the thing. And it's been a chat for years. Like, YouTubers would be like, yo, like, you know, I try new things, don't want you, so I have to go back to the other stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If we form some sort of community and we say, guys, let's try and push this type of content, because this type of content is more sustainable, it's got longevity, it's got more chances of getting brand deals, so we can teach the young kids. Mm. Bro, we go to the mall, go to Eastgate. I think it was me, you, Percy, Khonse, Arjun.
And those kids,
even at KO shoot, they're like, yo, bro, would you rather have a gay son or a lesbian daughter? What? That's not content, bro.
But you know why though? It's because they're replicating what they see in Mang Mang's video and Mang Mang's video.
Acting sus and do you get what I'm saying? So we need to genuinely reshape the content. But yeah, guys, that's what you're
doing. Sorry. That last part, I don't know if you guys were even listening to it. That was just a conversation between Tata and I. But yo, thank you so much for watching Seated with Malume. It has been a pleasure to for you guys to hear our voices. Please make sure that you like, share, and subscribe for on YouTube. If you're on any streaming platform, give us the 5 stars. And make sure you share this with a friend or an ex. Just to say hi. But anyways, it's been a pleasure. I've been Lebo.
That's your boy Tato.
And we are grateful. Amen.
Bless. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want to have Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a light. We'll be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.